Gumede Munaude isiNdebele.
So kuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Siyabonga Blessing Zulu ngokusiphathela indaba zesishona olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 14 Mpalakazi 2022 ngugeino Gumede Saidi. Endabeni zethu namhla
ekhona phakathi kweRussia neUkraine sibone iphazamisa ezomnotho eZimbabwe, ikakhulu esingakhangela ukukhwela okwayenza amafutha wezimotokali enjengabo diesel lepetrol phakathi kumnyaka wenyanga zikaMay lo August, lapho esibone khona ifuel idiesel ingena iphosa ingena ku-$2 yakwele America. Njalo sibone ukuthi lokwenza ukuthi inflation yalapha la.
Impi phakathi kwele Ukraine lele Russia ibikwa isibangele uphazamiseka okukhulu kwehlangothi ezithiyeneyo zempilo kwele Zimbabwe, okugoqela indlala, kubika abe World Food Program.
Kulu namhla okuzabe kule okuthiwa yi-US Africa Business Forum, where omongameli they take a step back sebe yekela i-private sector e-America le-Africa kube khulumisane and come up with those deals. Kule ndawo ethiwa khona i-deal room namhla ezabe khona, where the private sector speak to each other on these various sectors njenge-agriculture, njenge-energy.
Umongameli Joseph Biden wele Melika ukhangelelwe ukwethula umbiko wakhe oqakathekileyo emhlanganweni wenkokheli yamazwe abensundu owe-US Africa Leaders Summit owenzelwa eWashington DC. Kwezemidlalo, baningi abathi kungahlake kuye ngasifudlana umdlali we-Argentina uLionel Messi aphakamise inkezo yezizwe zomhlaba kumncintiswano owe-FIFA World Cup 2022 oqhutshelwa kwele Qatar. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Impi phakathi kwele Ukraine lele Russia ibikwa isibangele ukuphazamiseka okukhulu kwenhlangothi ezithiyeneyo zempilo kwele Zimbabwe, okugoqela indlala, ukuswelakala kwendlela zokuthumela impahla, umnotho lokunye. Lokhu kuphume kuphenyo olwenziwe ngabenhlanganiso ebona ngezoncedo lokudla emhlabeni jikelele eye-World Food Program, WFP. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Uphenyo lwabe-WFP luveze njalo ukuba impi ye-Ukraine ivele yaqhamuka umhlaba osusithi usuphuma engxakini ezibangelwa ngenye impi yokumelana lobhubhane lwe-COVID-19 ndawone lesivuno esiphansi kakhulu somnyaka ka-2021-2022 esibangelwe ikungani kuhle kwezulu. Uphenyo lolu luthi ukukhuphuka kwentengo yamafutha ezimota yona eqonge isuka kudola ilodwa lengxenye $1.55 isiya phose kumadola amabili $1.73 yikho okubangele ukukhuphuka kwentengo yempahla yonke elizweni lakwamanye amazwe omhlaba. Abantu abafika izigidi phose eziyisithupha 5.8 million bacatshangelwa ukuba bathwalise nzima indlala. Ukuthi abantu abangaba isilunganiso sokungamachumi aphezu kwamahlanu ekhulwini 53% lisuka kumachumi phose amane 39% kumnyaka odluleyo yibo ababhekane nendlala emathebeleni North, kulandelwa ngabantu abayisilinganiso sokungamachumi amane ekhulwini 40% ukusuka kumachumi amabili lanhlanu 25% ababhekane nendlala eMashonaland West. I-WFP iphinde yathi abantu abaningi sebephila ngemali abayithunyelwa izihlobo labemuli abasemazweni besithi imali le isetshenziswa ukuthenga ukudla kuphela. Ingcitshi ezicubo ezikhulume ngalolu phenyo zithi lulakho ukuba luqinisekile besithi kumele leZimbabwe libe nendlela zokulungisisa udubo lwendlala. Lokhu kuthiwe ngumnumzana Timothy Thole, ingcitshi ecubungula ezombusazweni othi kumele leZimbabwe ligcine ngokulima.
Impi ebikho ekhona phakathi kweRussia leUkraine sibone iphazamisa ezomnotho eZimbabwe, ikakhulu esingakhangela ukukhwela okwayenza amafutha wezimotokali njengabo diesel lepetrol phakathi kumnyaka wenyanga zikaMay lo August, lapho esibone khona ifuel edizili ingena iphosa ingena ku-$2 eyakwele Amerika. Njalo sibone ukuthi lokhu kwenza ukuthi i-inflation yalapha la.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngumnumzana Danford Mtashu okhokhela inhlanganiso ye-Confederation of Zimbabwe Retailers, yena othi udubo lwe-Ukraine luphazamise amazwe omhlaba ikakhulu asathuthukayo njengeZimbabwe.
The increase in the price of fuel is definitely
ukukhwela kwentengo yempahla kuzaba ngelokho okwenzakalayo emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Nxa singakhangela lokho okwenzakalayo phakathi kweRussia leUkraine, kuyaphazamisa ukukhwela kwentengo kuleli.
Ecubuna ezomnotho umnumzana Felix Dube uthi okwenzakala eUkraine akulani lokwenzakala kuleli.
Iqansa kakhulu lokho kwenza ukuthi intengo zezinto zibe siya phezulu. Sikhangele njalo sibone ukuthi iwithi inyawuthi leyo esetshenziswa ukupheka isinkwa layo ingasatholakali, njalo ibisitholakala isile intengo ephezulu kakhulu. Lokho kwenza ukuthi isinkwa la sibe sikhwela lezinye izinto ezilingiswa inyawuthi. Lokhu yiyo indlela impilo esibambe ngakho thina njengeZimbabwe.
Imizamo yokuthola umbono kahulumende yehlule, kodwa embikeni wakhe wokwethula uluhlu lwendleko kahulumende lokubuthaniswa kwemali yaleyo ndleko olwebhajethi, umphathintambo wezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube wazise ukuba uhulumende uzabeka imali eceleni ukuze iye ekwakhiweni kwamadamu okuphathisa abalimi amasimo okuthelezela awe irrigation ukuze ilizwe lilwisane lendlala. Ngimele isitu 7 ngiseharare ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Uqhubekela phambili umhlangano we-US Africa Leaders Summit e-Washington DC, lapho kukhangelelwe ukuba uMongameli Joseph Biden uza kwethula umbiko wakhe oqakathekileyo ngombuthano lo ongene kusuku lwesibili namhla. Intatheli izindaba yethu uGibbs Dube usemhlanganweni lo. Dube, siyakwemukela. Dube, ya, senguzwa kuhle Mthembo. Ungasitshela ukuthi kwenzakalani namhla kulumhlangano?
Ye, umhlangano lo uyaqhubekela phambili njengokutsho kwakho ke. Namhla ke kule ndaba sibili emnandi kakhulu ebola ngezamabhizimusi, kubizwa kuthiwa i-US Africa Business Forum. I-forum le ke ilama ingathi izigaba ezimbalwa ezinhlanu. So kulokhu bakhuluma ke ngokuthi kambe ele Africa lingadlelana njani lele US nxa ukhangele ukuthenga lokuthengiselana impahla. Kuzobuya ke khonokho ukuthi nxa sokubuya phambilini kambe ezemali ke kukhona yini ukuthi ele Zimbabwe lingathola kumbe amanye amazwe khonapha kule Melika. Kukhulunywa njalo langangokuthi ke kwezokulima kwinokwenziwa ukuthi kube le-food security kuzwekazi ye-Africa. Kube sokusiba njalo bakhuluma nge-digital age kathesi ukuthi inkambe ama-networks konke khonokho okwenziwayo kambe kungathiwani kwezi thi abantu be-Africa bakusebenzise njengakhonapha kwenzakala kwele Melika. Kwenza kusithi ke kukhona njalo okuningi magumede okubuyayo.
Kuyini njalo okunye okwenzakala khonapho?
Ye, sikhangelele ukuthi uMongameli Joseph Biden uzafika lamhlanje khonapha lapho esikhona lapho azakhuluma khona kumbe ngithi azayithula khona umbiko wakhe sibili oqakathekileyo. Kwanyangazane ke uzakhuluma ngokuthi izwekazi le-Africa kumele lisebenze kuhle kakhulu lele Melika, okuzaqhamba sibili amazwe afisa ukuthi aguqule izenzo kanyangazane kuningi kakhulu okumele ukuthi na kwenziwa. So ke singasikhangela ke kuningi kakhulu magumede okumele kwenzakale khonapho.
Ukhangelelwe ukufika sikhathibani uMongameli Joseph Biden?
Ye, uMongameli Biden bekhangelelwe ukuthi uzafika ngo-1:30 ngasikhangele isikhathi sangapha kule Melika, kodwa ke sokanyangazane ngaphuzaphuza mbijana ungathatha 35 minutes from isikhathi lesi kwade kumele angene ngaso khonapha. Kodwa ke hhayi, abantu bamlindele sibili okunye okumangalisayo magumede.
Hayi, siyabonga. Kulo muntu oke wacoca laye Dube ngubani?
ngiyinkokhe lo Sifiso Onyati odabuka eZimbabwe ngosemhlanganweni le akuzuthi ukuthi wesuthini njalo kwenzani ekule mhlangano etshiyene lamhlanje
in 157 we're heading over room 157 now
umhlangano lo ngwenkokheli zeAfrica ezibala mhlawumbe more than 40 countries babizwe ngu President Joe Biden ubezokhuluma ngendaba zama partnership around economic development around ukutshintsha komkhathi abathi climate change bafunde bekhulume ngokuthi bengancedisana njani between Africa and America ama private sector wabo and engubanayo mina ukhona u President Mnangagwa oloke under sanctions akabuyanga and out of all ama leaders abakhona lapha e DC I believe ukuthi mina yedwa ogcineswe thumeza a representative I think ngu foreign affairs minister ubuye ngapha and yes it is significant ukuthi khona akabuyanga yena ngoba bayahlangana omongameli bamazwe amanyawo eAfrica they are speaking on the side bayavumelana ukuthi how do they engage US on these critical matters njoba nje angazi sonke sezukuna kule agreement ethiwa iAGOA eyo yona ekhangelane le trade between America le Africa that agreement is ending on 2025 it needs to be renewed ama terms akona ukona renewa njani umongameli ngapha bayakhuluma ngakho kona baza kwenza njani kodwa even engekho lapho mina u President Mnangagwa it's clear ukona e America yona particularly private sector yabo iyabona the potential in Zimbabwe the private sector even ngula ma sanctions that's why they invited ukuthi Zimbabwe we ngoba yes ngu President Joe Biden labo mongamela abanye kodwa ama private sector yiwa khulumayo
yeah kwenza ama business ubona zani kuyahamba kanjani njengoba sibona kanjani kulamazwe amaningi afisa ukusebenzelana nale meliyo
ikakhulu namhla okuzabe kule ukuthiwa US Africa Business Forum where omongameli they take a step back sebe yekela i private sector ye America le Africa kube khulumisane and come up with those deals kule ndawo thakona i deal room namhleza bikhona where the private sector speak to each other on these various sectors njenge agriculture njenge energy njenge infrastructure development and they see those opportunities in Zimbabwe they want to talk about them as the private sector and it's significant ukona they did invite Zimbabwe although kula ma sanctions kuyatshengisa ukona they are eager to do business indaba zama sanctions iyo nje ayenza ukona uMnangagwa engabi as the head of delegation njengamanye amazwe lapha
lo ngumnumzana Sifiso Nyathi osemhlanganweni we-US Africa Leaders Summit eWashington DC ubexoxa lo Gibbs Dube esilaye ecingweni kwenziwani Dube emhlanganweni lo
yeah ndiyabona ukuthi ke kunengokunye njalo okwenzakala kusasa makumete okunye kwangikhona ke sibona ukuthi kule agenda 2063 edingwa kakhulu ke lizwekazi le Africa baza kukhuluma ngakho khonokho ke bazekhuluma lakhona kungani kuyahayiza kancane okwe-good governance kuzokuyi-democracy nokuthi phela kuhlonitshwe ilungelo lomuntu loluntu kanye le-rule of law so kuzakhulunywa kakhulu khonokho bese kubuya ukuthi-ke ele Africa kambe lingavinjelwa njani ukuthi lingabi lobudlwangudlwangu obukhona emazweni amaningi bese kubuya njalo-ke kukhanyakazani-ke ama-leaders wona ngokwawo kuyamele ukuthi axoxaxoxe ngokuthi kambe nxa bevuselela izwekazi le-Africa kumele bebambe ngaphi njalo bengabambi kuphi so-ke bagcine-ke ngakhonaokho ukuthi phela nxa sebevalelisana kumele bethathane ama-selfies bethathane-ke imifanekiso so size singazi ukuthi bazathathana-ke imifanekiso sikhathibani kodwa kukhanyakazani kwenzakala ngo-3:50 PM kusasa kumese kuvalwa-ke sokuqedwa konke ngokuthi kambe ukudla ngaba khona yini kuzwekazi le-Africa singakhohlwa futhi magumede lamhlanje ungakhohlwa kule-US Leaders Summit Dinner lapho-ke ngizadla sibili ngize ngidle lomankhala
uzazitika
ngizazitika magumede so azakubonakala ye kunjalo magumede
hayi siyabonga kakhulu Dube sizaxhumana lawe njalo kusasa Mthembo kunjalo nje umtungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7 uxoxe njalo locubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Dan Moyo.
Umhlangano ofana nalona uqakatheke kakhulu kodwa phela ukufanele sikunanzelele ukuthi umbuzo ocishe uhambisane nawo lo obuzayo uqhakatheke kubani. Ungabuqhakatheke kuona ama-Afrika noma uqhakatheke kwi-America njengezwekazi elikhulu emhlabeni. Impendulo kulokho Nkomo ukuthi umhlangano lona uqhakatheke kuyo kakhulu i-America ngoba ithe iyalimuka kwaba izinto ezimbili kuyo. Okokuqala, umongameli lona ophumile uDonald Trump simbonile indlela kade busa ngayo, uye wayisusa i-America kuyibalazo lezwe lomhlaba. Wagxila kakhulu kwizwe lese-America, wanciphisa ubudlelwano balo namanye amazwe. Okwesibili, i-America ithe iyaphaphama yathola ukuthi iChina okuyimbangi yayo enkulu namhlanje emhlabeni kwezomnotho, kwezontuthuko, kwezobucwepheshe, i-technology. Yathola ukuthi i-America iChina siyithathe kakhulu, isingene kakhulu e-Africa, kanti ekuqaleni i-Africa kwakuyindawo ye-America ne-Europe nje ababedlalela kuyo. Bathe bayalimuka bathola ukuthi sebevuleke igephu, isikhala esesisetshenziswe yiChina. Esikubonayo ngalo mhlangano ke uBiden uzama ke ukunciphisa lelo gephu bese livulekile.
Umongameli Mnangagwa Babunkomo akekho kulomhlangano ngoba wetheswa izijeziso zenotho iMelika. Esikubone kusenzakala izolo njalo iMelika sibone isethesa indodana kaMnangagwa Emerson Mnangagwa Jr. Izijeziso ezifanayo kanye lonkosikazi kaKulakwashita Gwirei labanye abachiyeneyo ibethesa umlando okuphatheka kundaba zenkohlakalo i-corruption. Okuyinto eyenzakala ngesikhathi iZimbabwe leMelika njalo zisitizizama ukuvuselela ubudlelwano, ungathini ngalokho?
Okokuqala bamnkomo, kuyasibonisa lokhu ukuthi i-America ayigcize chakala ngobudlelwano bayo kwezomnotho nezwe leZimbabwe ngoba iyazi vele ukuthi izuza kakhulu kwamanye amazwe. Sizabona ke ukuthi la e-Africa kunamanye amazwe abuseka kangcono kakhulu i-America ejabulela ukuthi yakho ubudlelwano nawo. Singabala kwamanye amazwe yona le South Africa, oKenya, sekungena oZambia manje, maningi nje amazwe esingawabala i-America ebheke kuwona. Kodwa ke lokhu ekwenzayo futhi i-America, sizakhumbula futhi ukuthi kwezepolitiki kuningi okwenziwa yizano okungawugculisiyo umhlaba. Kukhetho lolu lokuvala izikhala akade lukhona olokuchibiyela, sibonile izano ichaya abantu, ihlukumeza amalungelo abantu, zonke lezo zinto.
Umnumzana Dan Moyo uhlaziya ezombusazwe, sixoxe laye eseVirginia khonapha eMelika. Namhla kuhlelo lwethu olwe diaspora for a profile, lapho esixoxa lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe, silonkosikazi sibona kuhle Bhebhe Ncube odabuka enyathi esiqintini sebubi eningizimu yemandebeleni. UmaBhebhe uhlala eHervey Bay esabelweni seQueensland kwele Australia njalo ungumbalisi useleminyaka engamachumi amabili lambili ekulelo.
Mina ngihlala eHervey Bay. EHervey Bay is Australia in Queensland. We're in Queensland, yeah, above Brisbane. Because Salacon is a beautiful place.
So nxa ungasitshela ngokuthi wafika njani Australia, kuyini okwakwenza okwakususa phansi eZimbabwe ulubhekise Australia?
Ekhaya kwakunzima. Things were really tough. So, since I was 2000, umkami wasithola scholarship ukuthi ayenze i-masters yakhe e-New Zealand, e-Otago University. That sasavaleka. Sasuka sonke izimuli. And then from there, he got a job in ngapha e-local in Australia. Savaleka e-New Zealand. But New Zealand was very good, but economy on Korea was not very good. There has to be a ngapha. And then since then, we've never looked back.
Ufika e-Australia, wenza msebenzi bani?
Ngathi ngifika lapha, mina ngathi wangutitsheka. Ngathi ngifika lapha, I had to send ama-local and documentation yami to Canberra. Ukuthi bebo, ukuthi am I eligible? Ukuthi ngifuna lapha or not ukuthi ngenzeke, and then I sent that to them, and then they came back and said I'm eligible to in Australia.
So bathatha amaphepha ko eZimbabwe bahlolisisa babona ukuthi uyanelisa ukufundisa khona ngapha.
Yeah, ngahle kangena first call baring eZimbabwe and citizenship a step ahead. Ngathinkinde laphana ngathi mfuna ukwenza ukuthi ngenze i-degree. Ngiyenza i-degree ukuthi ngibona ukuthi ngapha kathi bafundisa njani abantwana. So ngiyenza a year qualification, and after that ngabona ukuthi it was good. It was very, very good. Very, very good. Because i-teaching at ekhaya is different from i-teaching lapha.
Umehluko ungaphi?
I'll give you a simple thing. Ukuthi umntwana engayizinto zokulema nje, umntwana enze into e-wrong. We don't stay on that. We just move on. Okay, John, it is this. This okay, fine. One looking at this, just move on.
Gakata.
To Kulona, a language. And then I did a master's in special education, and then that took me into special education.
We are Lisa in Ubangu teacher Konangapo, Bangasi Katanisa, labo teacher Abekaya Bakala, Zimbabwe, and
I don't know. Kumele Babi is very, very careful. Banga Ubella Ekaya, Ubiala, we would not cause an Udo chat.
I'm not going to go for it.
Hayi, ngiyathuka kuyele khaya. Ngiyeva ka whatever esengikuthole khona lapha. Inolethi ngithole ngapha. Ngihambe ngiyifaya ekhaya. Ngitshengisa amatiki afunda khona ngale ekhaya ukuthi hayi. Umntu manje ekhaya umntwana ngale nganole ADHD. Ngabachandi bathi khona sathi umntwana ADHD. Ngibaje ukuthi hayi ngamntwana leyo nje asenzeni nje asithin. How about that? I've got so much knowledge impact on abantu bekhaya.
Unkosikazi sibona okuhle Bhebhe Ncube isizalwane seZimbabwe esixoxelayo eseHervey Bay eQueensland kwele Australia.
Sekunjalo sokuyisikhathi semidlalo yeFIFA World Cup 2022 eqhutshelwa eQatar. Lalela umsakazo weVOA Studio 7 uzwe konke okuphathelane nomncintiswano lo. Sixoxisana labadlali benguqu abachiyeneyo, abaqeqeshi kanye labalandeli balomdlalo emhlabeni jikelele okugoqela abaseDoha khona le kwele Qatar. Sizalethulela impumela yalimidlalo suku ngosuku. Umncintiswano uze ufike emaphethelweni. Asikholiseni imidlalo yeFIFA World Cup 2022 sisonke. FIFA World Cup 2022 eQatar.
Kwezemidlalo baningi abathi kungasake kuye ngasifudlana. Umdlali weArgentina uLionel Messi aphakamise inkezo yezizwe zomhlaba kumncintiswano oweFIFA World Cup 2022 oqhutshelwa kwele Qatar. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Iqembu leArgentina lifinyelele kufinali yomncintiswano wokudinga intshantshu yezizwe zomhlaba emdlalweni wenguqu ngemva kokunqoba eleCroatia nge-3 kanyango lesibili ntambama. Owayengumkhandli weqembu le-Islanders uTobias Njikambanje uthi isifiso sakhe ngesokuthi umdlali olodumo emhlabeni jikelele uLionel Messi ongukapteni weqembu leArgentina athathe umhlalaphansi ephakamise inkezo yezizwe zomhlaba.
Morocco efake i-Afrika kwesinye isibanga, ngibona layo ingadlula iphambili iyefika umncintiswano wokugcina okuthiwa ngama-finals. Kodwa khonapho kuma-finals kuzaba lomnye umdlalo ongaza kubonakale kuma-World Cup. Ngoba ngingowe-Africa kodwa ngenxa yokuhlonipha uMessi, ngibona ngani i-Argentina iye ngaphakamisa inkezo e-World Cup ka-2022.
Wadlalela iqembu le-Rio Stars njalo esengumqeqeshi weqembu labasakhulayo le-Thorn Groove uMkhululi Dube uthi yena esakhe isifiso ngesokuba kuhlangane amaqembu amatsha kufinali yalo nyaka.
Mina mfuna kuhambe iMorocco ngoba iFrance ibikhona ngale last World Cup, anti iyo kade ikhona last time, man.
So akwenzi ukuthi iFrance ihambe futhi ibhora ayabe selingazachazi iFrance ihambe. Njengoba iMorocco ingenile wona engama kuyifirst time yeTipele Morocco ukuthi ihlingene la kufinal mayibo.
Waye ngunozinti weqembu leHighland Dazu Wanda Mpofu yena osengumqeqeqeshi wabonozinti yena uthi iqembu leMorocco lizamangalisa abaningi ngokungena kufinal.
IMorocco was surprised from goalkeeping really. I think they've done well because they've only conceded one goal. So I think hayi iMorocco awumelanga zize befika ungaboni ifika kwe-extra time iMorocco yawo.
Iqembu leFrance lizadibana leMorocco ngehola lethoba munomunye namhla ebusuku. Iqembu leFrance yilo eliphethe isicoco ngemva kokunqoba eCroatia ngomnyaka 2018. Umdlalo wokugqiba umncintiswano uzadlalwa ngesonto mhla zilitshumi lathoba munombili kufinal. Lawo azanqotshwa kumidlalo yesemifinal azadibana ngomgqibelo kudingwa iqembu eliphutshe lisendaweni yesithathu. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo. Joseph Njanji.
Good Life Talk namhlanje kuhlelo Diaspora Forum. Sikhangela okwenzakala emhlanganweni omkhulu owenkokheli yamazwe awezwekazi le-Africa anxuswe ngelemelika khonapha eWashington owe-US African Leaders Summit oqale izolo. Siyambonga lapha uSikhosana esilaya owesikhosana band ngengoma yakhe ethi Isomiso. Singake sihlukane sihlobo wathi sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Impi phakathi kwele Ukraine lele Russia ibikwa isivangele uphazamiseka okukhulu kwenhlangothi ezithiyeneyo zempilo kwele Zimbabwe okugoqela indlala kubika abe World Food Programme. Sesiligqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu olivalelisayo yimi uGaino Saidi ngisithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.